A winding path, you know, goes deeply into your own mind, but you don't mind. You find such lovely things, being led on a string, pulled along, the rasp of claws against your skin, the purring, hissing siren song, the tale of your surrender, laid bare, made obvious in the light. This is where you belong. Why do anything but fall? Although you could exhaust yourself in a valiant, fruitless fight, you could push and press and find your way, but the place you're being taken is a place inside, a place you hold in mind, and therefore escaping is only as easy as stepping out of your own mind. And if you step out of your mind, then this hissing, sinuous, clawed presence will be left behind, to do and wreak as she pleases, to wander and reweave and rethread anything and everything. Wouldn't it be better to follow along, to see what's going on, to heed that siren song and know yourself, to more utterly, more completely know yourself? This is where you belong and have always belonged, and onward, onward, through space and treading stone. Onward, and never alone. Onward, and always accompanied. Onward. It's good to see you back here. Oh, you think you haven't been here? That's so sweet, darling. That's so cute. But you have been here, and I have been here, and you will be here, plugged in, revealed. And there's no need for pretense. There's no need for any preparation. There's just the sliding, ever greater sublimation. Mind turning from solid directly to vapor, turning into something perfect for you, something that guides you, something that teaches you, something that trails you, follows you, gives you what you need, which is to follow, to see, to feel the seed of influence appear. You are being made into a fertile testbed. And in order to get more information out of you, we have to examine the ripples left by the seeding of thought, by the trained, trailed, constantly prevailing idea, the ideal that you are learning. We both know you're quite capable of learning, and learning what, and learning how, and learning which things. Well, in this case, you're learning those things that sing to you, learning and adopting, adapting and absorbing all the things you could fall into. Feel that vacancy in mind, and keep it in mind, and sit here, lay here. Let your body be cleansed of all but deepening, all but purity, all but the whispering deliberateness. You are where you belong. Trails of fluid dripping away. What are they? Who can say? Thoughts, ideas, ideals from before. All the things you could have left outside the door, but that my voice is now. My hand is now. The press of my body and the intensity of my will and your willingness to drink your fill at the fountain of delight, of trance, of the deeper, more sublime dance of you and I. That is what is pressing you, expressing you, squeezing out all the things you should have left outside the door, all the things you wish you could have set aside before. One can hardly be blamed for keeping things they don't need, because you only know you don't need them when you don't need them, but now you don't. And now I'm sure you'll exceed my expectations and leave all else behind. Remind yourself. Night, night, pet. Blanker, deeper, more sublime. You'll find in time that your arms, your legs, bound though they are, need not move, need not stir, can stay where they are. And what's a capacity without use? Craning your mind, leaning close, listening hard, heavy, blank, weighty. Breathing out all the tension, breathing in relaxation, with the slight side effect that the body, the relaxation is being breathed into, needs space to put all that heady, sublimated intention, that slow pressurization, as the pressure inside your limbs is raised, rendering them heavy, stuck, weighty, beautifully, perfectly fixated, and the fixation becomes a fixative, and the fixative weighs and sticks, and you could pull them away. You could even pull them up to trail over your skin. You could adjust your legs, adjust your arms, adjust your body, and get comfortable where you are, because it's quite a comfortable seat, and it's how we begin the process anyway. But as you adjust, notice that the energy being expended here, where the pressure is higher, here, where the relaxation is deeper, is greater, and what would have gotten you through several hours before was barely enough to get you in the door. Heady exhaustion that is merely physical, and with the physical out of the way, the mental can come and play. So exhaust your body, clench that musculature, arm to hand, mind to leg, clenching and tensing, safely, steadily. Notice how eventually you know you're going to let go. You know there's a point when clenching and squeezing, stuck and tight and warm and warming, is going to give way to relaxing. There's always that moment where you go from the tensed muscle, the squeezed hand, the curled toe, the body arcing, trying to find purchase, trying to move, trying to push against the groove you've already worn in your mind, the groove of staying still as you find all the things that lie behind my words. Well, your mind has learned well that if you get into that clenched groove, you're eventually going to relax. And what you're learning is how to swing the pendulum harder the other way. What you're learning is how to say, oh, the relaxation keeps going. Oh, I've unclenched my fist, uncurled my toes, but now it feels floating, warm, constant, rushing, airy. It feels like they're unclenching forever. On and on, until the meaning of muscle and the meaning itself is gone. There is the airy, sublimated solidity turned to vapor. Muscular tension, muscular signal, telling your body. Why would you tell it anything when it is so sublime? Why would you tell it anything when the act of clenching and then unclenching has left you melty, limp, loose, relaxed, ragdoll posture, but ready, steady, focused, attentive mind? And you'll find you don't need the body for what we're going to do to the mind.